Because some journeys are better taken together.
Let's walk the talk. 702.
And of course, it's time for my favorite sport. You may say it's ironic since I'm from the Eastern Cape, but it's a big part of the predominant sport in the Eastern Cape. But Jan de Koning has more informative insight. He's the managing editor at Rugby 365. It's an exciting weekend ahead, and we're looking at the European Rugby Championship Cup. Thank you for joining us this morning, Jan.
Thank you very much for having me on your show.
So we're kicking off with all five Premier franchises in the last 16 knockout action. That really, really says something about South African rugby and its ability to compete on the international stage. It's always been that discussion about Northern versus Hemisphere. And finally, we've had the opportunity to look at what it looks like at the end.
Yeah, it's a historic occasion, first of all, that we actually have teams in there. But it's also very exciting, you know, to see some of our teams, like the Cheetahs and the Bulls, less successful, if you want to call it that. Mm-hmm. But they're playing away, whereas the Sharks and the Stormers and the Lions did well enough to host home games. So it's a very, very exciting weekend. And then in the back end, drifting close by is the Currie Cup. You know, so you're looking at the Bulls, the Cheetahs, the Lions, the Sharks. They all got their backup teams playing in the Currie Cup. So it's a massive weekend for rugby.
Yeah, I want to actually give both of those aspects the due respect. But let's start with, the European Championship, with Sharks versus Munster, as well as Stormers versus Harlequins. What would you say is the most interesting pick out of also this Toulouse versus Bulls, Toulon versus Cheetahs, and the Lions versus Racing? Which one of those do you think could be a major upset?
I think if there's going to be an upset, it would be Bulls against Toulouse, you know, because it's away, and perhaps the Cheetahs against Toulon, because, you know, those are massive. I mean, Toulouse is like one of the most successful teams, and they're playing at home. So French teams at home are notoriously tough to beat. They treasure their home grounds, much like if you remember when the Bulls were at the height of their powers in the 2000s, early 2000s, and they dominated Super Rugby.
Yeah, Loftus was the fortress.
Exactly. So that's what French rugby is like, and that's why it's going to be especially tough for the Cheetahs and the Bulls. And Toulon, is even though they're playing in a Challenge Cup, and they're going through, I wouldn't say a slump, but they're not as successful as they normally are. They're still a tough team to beat at their home fortress and at their home ground. And, you know, the Cheetahs are a team. The one advantage that the Cheetahs have, we must just remember the Cheetahs were invited to the Challenge Cup. They didn't qualify through the URC because they don't play in the URC.
Yes.
But they were invited, so they had to play all, as part of their agreement, they had to play all their games away throughout. So they were based in Italy, and so they've been playing and I had a chat with Harvey Suri in the build-up this week.
Yes.
And he says the players are now used to being on the road. It's you know, they get quite used to it. It's familiar ground to them. So they're quite happy with travelling to France. Well, not travelling. They just, it's almost like they're going home again. So maybe the Cheetahs are more comfortable than the Bulls. The Bulls are the one team that doesn't travel well.
Yeah, it was always about the squad depth as well as what would the Cheetahs squad look like competing in both the Currie Cup and also the European Championship. Would you think that they're stretching themselves thin?
The Cheetahs, certainly. I looked at the Cheetahs team that are playing in tonight's Currie Cup game against the Pumas in Bloemfontein. And that Cheetahs team has got quite a number of club players. I know the Western Promise is also leaning heavily on club players, and so the Bulls and the Currie Cup. So these teams, so the teams that benefit in the Currie Cup is definitely the Pumas. So the Pumas are definitely my favourites for this weekend's Currie Cup games. And then obviously Griquas coming to Cape Town against a Western Promise team, and Griquas will, you know, they've beaten Western Promise, I think, four out of the last five times that the two teams have played each other. Well, I think four in a row now that Griquas have beaten Western Promise in the Currie Cup. Yeah. So Western Promise and the Currie Cup tomorrow has got a massive, massive game on hand.
Yeah, it's an interesting one for the domestic teams. And I'm not too worried about the Stormers, but Sharks versus Munster. I don't know if the team can bounce back. What are your predictions for that one? I think it's going to be a tough one for the Durbanites.
I think they needed last week's game. I know they didn't win last week, and Sir Kalisi, the Bok captain and the Sharks captain, said, you know, they weren't very good, and they admitted it. But you must remember that both the Stormers and the Sharks, their Springboks were in build-up camps. They first had a month-long rest period where they didn't do, they went to the beach and they went to their family and they all rested for a whole month, and then they had a month-long conditioning camp. So they didn't play rugby for 2 months.
Fair.
So they needed last week's game, and I think the Sharks will be much better.
Okay.
I would still make the Sharks favourites to win.
Okay.
Munster travel, and I think, you know, the Sharks will be up. I think CL will have the boys up and running tomorrow, and I would put I wouldn't put my house on it, but I would put some good money on the Sharks.
Jan de Koning, thank you so much for your time this morning. Managing editor at Rugby 365, telling us a bit more about the European Rugby Championship Cup and what we can expect with five premier franchises in the last 16 knockout action. And that's it from me, Wasanga Meana. Right now it's